President John Evans Atta Mills has inaugurated the 10.9 million Ghana Cedi Oyoko-Kufuria bypass. The road now has four traffic lights, crash barriers, a roundabout, among others. The project has given the municipality a significant facelift. Earlier, President Mills inaugurated a 1.1 million Ghana Cedi dormitory block for Kufuria Technical Institute. The facility will accommodate 350 boys and girls. Our presidential correspondent says was with the president and tells us more.
President Mills has inaugurated ECG substation at Ajoso in Kufuria. This particular station has a double capacity for the new Jabing municipality and its environs. And what we do is that half of the power will continue to be used for the whole municipality. The half will also be reserved. So in case the power outage somewhere, the other half will be activated. And so the people will enjoy an improved electricity service. From there, President Mills moved to Kufuria Polytechnic, where he inspects a number of ongoing facilities, and one of them is a four-story lecture halls and staff offices being built at a cost of 1.5 million Ghana cedis. Also ongoing is an engineering block, also at a cost of 3.9 million Ghana cedis. The rector of Kufuria Polytechnic, Professor Reynolds Adai, he said that he will eternally be grateful to the government, and the polytechnic will continue to remain relevant to the people of the Eastern region and Ghana as a whole. And there, the Minister of Education, Mrs. Betty Modibris, also announced that the ministry will put a team together to explore the possibility of establishing a public university in Kufuria. This particular issue was a request or an appeal made by the Ife Regional House of Chiefs when they held a Deba in honor of President Mills. And so Mrs. Betty Modibris said the government is thinking about that. A team will be put together to look at the issue. Apart from that, there's also this Kasajan Road, which is Oyoko-Kufuria bypass, which has been completed, and President Mills also inaugurated it. This project cost the government of Ghana 10.9 million Ghana cedis, and it has a number of facilities, including crash barrier, four traffic lights, other facilities.
Cecilia reporting.